This project is funded in the vast majority by the Lloyds TSB Foundation, to which we are very grateful. It's a big project. It's costing a lot of money because we want to do it properly. We doubt we'll be able to do it every 2 years, so we think this is kind of a one shot at trying to get as much data as we can on lesbian and bisexual women's health needs. The survey is being written by Dr. Judy Fish. It's a partnership project between De Montfort University and Stonewall. We have an advisory group with representatives from the Department of Health, from the health sector, such as GPs, consultants, nurses, sexual health nurses, and people from organisations such as Polari, to ensure that we're getting a good understanding about our demographics. Because the difficult thing with a project like this is trying to encapsulate, trying to encourage every single woman who sleeps with another woman in the country to respond to the same sort of advertising, branding, survey language, which, as you can imagine, is a challenge. So the survey hopefully will go live before the Pride season starts, so we should be going up, just looking at Julie, by the end of May, and it will be found at stonewall.org.uk/health, and there's going to be substantial advertising connected to that, and in the next session you can see some artwork. And basically the aim is to get as many respondents as we can. Gay men are very used to being surveyed through the Gay Men's Sexual Health Survey, through Sigma Research and THT. This is a new one on women. And some of the challenges will be trying to get the women who generally don't communicate or identify with the LGB community to kind of join in this process. We'll be asking questions from a range of topics about who you live with, who your kids are, how much you're earning, if you've been pregnant before, your sexual health, whether you've had smear tests, whether you do breast screening, domestic violence, self-harm, mental health issues, and we've been advised by Broken Rainbow, etc., and the Domestic Violence Unit about those questions, depression, and also how much you're involved with your community, how you feel you're being treated by your doctor, what are the good things that are happening, what are the bad things that are happening. So it's really going to cover a lot of stuff in 25 minutes, so we're very excited about it. And I'm around all day if anyone's got any specific questions. Cheers.